I would say it every single day. We have the coolest community who listens to this show. I mean, and we've talked about this since the beginning. Remember a few months in to the upside, we had some of our listeners get on the Facebook page and organize an event for listeners of the upside that we didn't even like know about.
Yeah.
Like T-Bird called us and said, hey, have you guys been on the Facebook page this week? I said, yeah, a little bit. And she's like, okay, there's a bunch of people getting together at, it was a brewery, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people getting together at a brewery. I'm going to go. Do you guys want to go? And we're like, wait, say it again. I mean, it's the coolest thing.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It continues to this
Upsiders
day.
In the wild.
Yes. And it's, and it was so cool. And so those things keep coming up again and again. And every time they delight me. And the latest is this voicemail from Kim, who, and I can't help but compare the podcast community to radio station listeners. You know?
Because that's what you know.
Yeah. And this never happened when I worked in radio. But Kim is a groundbreaker in my broadcasting career.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Kim. I just listened where you're talking about Costco, and I am going to Venmo Jeff $60, and he can go on to the Costco website and buy a gift card for a gift of membership. And I think you guys should do a contest for somebody who doesn't have a Costco membership, and you buy it for them. So whoever wins the contest, you fill out their information, and then Jeff sends it to them. And then they can report back on the magic that is Costco. I think that's something that we need to spread, you know, spread the love of Costco around. So I'm doing it right now, and I will listen in to see if you like the idea.
Bye. Okay. I love that. Sorry, I didn't know she was going to say bye, so I talked over her. I love this on so many levels. First level, Costco lovers unite.
Right.
Like, yes, I'm so into it. Second of all, how cool that you were like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Doing it right now. All right. Yeah, it's happening right now. Third is I feel like we should have qualifications for this contest. And the contest should be, one, you've never set foot in a Costco.
You've like, never experienced it.
You've never experienced it.
You're a Costco virgin.
Because I want to know, like, the thoughts. I want you to be, like, you know, investigative reporter. Never been to Costco, and I just need to hear how much you love it. And number two has to be that you actually have a Costco near you.
Right. Yeah, so you obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have the membership and then not be able to get to it.
Go. Yeah. So. Yes. So we should do that. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. And I think we should also, in addition to the membership, we should do a gift card. We should do like a $250 gift card.
Oh, okay.
Now, because the people who are going to be entering this are have never set foot in a Costco, you need to know that $250 at Costco will buy you two lifetimes of potato chips. It will buy you a bathtub full of coleslaw.
It will buy you the entire Thanksgiving dinner for the next two Thanksgivings.
Right. You're free. You will need to get a free another freezer to put the other half of the stuff in because that's the way Costco works. So,
which makes me laugh, by the way, because it's exactly what my grandmother used to do. She had three freezers. Two were in her little garage area and then her normal freezer. And she did not call Costco Costco. She called it the Price Club.
You've said that before. Did it used to be there's Costco, there's Sam's, there's BJ's Wholesale. Those are the three big ones, right? Mm-hmm. Did there used to be one called the Price Club?
Somebody said that, not that I know of specifically that I can factually tell you, but somebody did tell me that once, like, oh, so-and-so used to be the Price Club. I'm kind of feeling like maybe it was Sam's Club, like the one that's the one associated with Walmart,
and then maybe Walmart bought it and rebranded it.
I don't know. Okay. Something like that.
Oh my gosh. It just, it just popped into my head. Who started Walmart?
Sam Walton.
Sam's.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Anywho.
Oh, wow.
800-434-5454. Text the word Kim, K-I-M, in honor of Kim, who I guess is sponsoring this contest.
Yeah, Kim, official sponsor of your trip to Costco.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for Kim.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I'm grateful for Rent the Runway. Rented clothes is where it, that's where it's at.
I got to bring up another community, Upside community member who pointed out something really, really obvious about our 1 to 10 check-in. Or we decided to make 5 kind of like the standard. Like if you're not having a terrible week, if you're not having a great week, you just have a 5. You're at a 5. Mm-hmm. That's like the new scale. Do you know why we were like trying to make 8 the good one? Mm-mm. This was pointed out by Myrick, M-Y-R-I-C-K, in our Facebook page online. When we went to school, a 70 or 75 was a C. That's average.
Yep.
A B would be an 80 or an 85. That's above average. Mm-hmm. And then anything 90 and up is an A. So if we just translate that, that means 7 is an average day. If you got a 50 on a test, you're below average.
You know who I kind of want to punch in the face? I want to punch the person in the face. And this goes for like everything.
Aggressive.
This seems to be a problem in the US. I would like to punch the people in the face that deviated off of what was normal. So if 50%, if that's quote unquote average, then somebody's like, you know what we're going to do in school? We're going to have 100% whatever, but we're going to call 50 average, because then that just screws everything up. And now we're all screwed up on our 1 to 10s.
But you don't want to be, if you're in school, it's a different scale. Like with
that's what
grades
I'm saying,
and stuff.
The scale, I feel like, you know, uniform scales, we're very bad at this.
And if you take that philosophy that we're translating the school grades to our 1 to 10 check-in, like we wouldn't give ourselves an A+ every single if, you know, anything 9 and above would be an A, and then like 95 and up is A+, whatever. Like we wouldn't give ourselves those scores. You know, we would most often come in probably somewhere in the B range, B-, B+. So if we're going to stick with the number scales, I think we go with 5 being in the middle and average. And then I also think we have to be better about defending why we're not higher. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. The 1 to 10 check-in is brought to you today by Dunn, the most affordable and efficient way you can get help managing your ADHD from the comfort of your own home.
Jeff Dollar, on a scale of 1 to 10, 5 being average.
Yep.
How are you?
It's really hard to say, but I am a 5. I'm a 5, and that's not a bad thing.
Not good, not bad.
I want to justify why I'm not a 10, but the reason I'm a 5, I'll just say the reason I'm a 5 is I had some really good days and moments this week. Like yesterday, I went on a hike. Here's a perfect example. Yesterday, Ellie and I went on a hike. It was not super cold, and I put a jacket on her. We had a great hike. So that was like a 9. Then I got in my car, and it wouldn't start because I need a new battery. So that was like a 3 or a 2. So that's kind of how the whole week has gone.
Yeah.
How about you? Scale of 1 to 10.
I am a 4. I have.
It's hard to say the low numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, because I really want to say a 3, actually. I've had like not the best week. And it's one of those weeks where I was like, okay, I'm ready for you week. And I like jumped off, you know, whatever I'm jumping off of, and like hit my head on the rung, every rung on the way down. And it's just been a week for me. I cried a couple times this week. I feel really inadequate this week. And yeah, that's where I'm at. And I love you, but this week you've been really irritating to me too. So that I don't like being irritated with you. Being irritated with you makes me irritated.
I feel bad for you this week because this is one of those weeks where enough things went wrong, like, or went sideways or just didn't go easily, that it made it difficult for you to acknowledge the good stuff, because all the good stuff was always like sandwiched in between like four stressful things.
Yeah.
It was like stressful thing, good thing. And you're like, ah.
And then last night I'm like, you know what? I am going to go to the store and I'm going to, because I just like wanted, I just wanted a break from this week. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to break up my evening routine. And after dinner, I want some chocolate covered almonds. And the grocery store has these like amazing dark chocolate covered almonds. And I love them. And it's like my little sweet tooth thing right now. So I go to the grocery store and I'm like, you know what? We also need milk. We also need whatever. So I get a couple things. I'm carrying them in the bag and I pass my car to go put my cart away. And on my way, walking back between the cart hopper thing and my car, the bag breaks. The literal only thing that spills out is more than half of my chocolate covered almonds all over the parking lot. And I got to tell you, it's not the cheapest thing either. No. So I was like, I just looked at it and I almost laughed. I was like, are you kidding me? I texted my friend Austin because we were venting about our weeks earlier. And I just texted her a picture of the broken bag and the almonds in the parking lot. And she was like, no. I'm like, you know what? It's just, you know, at that point, it's like the universe being like, hey, it's not that serious. Let it go. You know?
I felt so bad when you sent me the picture of the little pile of almonds on the dirt of the parking lot, mm-hmm. because I know you've had a rough week and I know I've been irritating. And when you followed that up with, it's the only thing I wanted. It was the only, I was like, nah.
You knew that you were irritating me this week?
Oh, totally. You have the worst poker face when you're annoyed with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to give you grace because I know that the things that I'm frustrated with you about are not easy for you. So I'm trying to be like, you know what? Give him some grace. But I'm also like, yeah, you're really annoying this week. So I love you, but you're getting my nerves. So anyways, and then on top of all of that, we, you know, are talking about preschools for Ellie. And part of the whole deal is, so you apply and then you go tour them where they like tell you about the school and then you get to see, you know, how they are. And I guess like meet the people that are in charge or whatever. And most
can
of them.
Can I pause you right there? Yeah. Just to thank everybody who left us a voicemail about touring preschools. They were on a bunch of them were on the end of yesterday's show, but I could not put them all in because so many people left messages and every single person said, confirmed what you said, Callie, it's just a vibe. Like when you're in there, you just feel like this is the place.
Right. And I feel like your friends can't tell you that. You know what I mean? Because everybody has a different vibe. So What I vibe with would be different than like what Chrissy vibes with or what, you know what I mean?
And we did get a message from somebody who said that in her world, my joke about, well, I'm only going to be mad at it if there's a kid chewing on an extension cord. She actually witnessed that.
Oh my gosh. Did anybody say that they had issues or were they just like, it's just a vibe?
No, there were some. I think I put one of them in there where like, the teacher, the story that that made me laugh the hardest was, a family was touring preschools and the kid 3 or 4 years old looked at the playground, you know, like outside and said, oh my gosh, I love this playground. Can I play on it? And the administrator who was giving the tour said something to the effect of like, once your parents write us a check, you can, or something like that. Or once you go here, you can, or something. And the kid was like, what? And the parents are, and that's a vibe killer.
Yeah,
and they couldn't. They're like, we couldn't get out of there fast enough. So, anywho, we had an appointment this week, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, and this, well, it's not that it didn't go well; it didn't go at all.
Yeah.
I put it in the calendar, and I like made the plans to leave work at a certain time, and I just had it all planned out. And we have a couple, right? And this is a group tour, so it's not like if you're plus or minus a little late, you can just. Like it's everybody has to wait on you. So I don't want to do that. So I was running late, thought I could make it, didn't make it. I had arranged for childcare with my mom. My mom was over. So I inconvenienced her. The tour people were expecting us. So I inconvenienced them. My coworkers, I was like, no, I have to leave at this certain time. And I have to. So I inconvenienced them and all for nothing because I was 15 minutes late and we didn't make the tour. And I just sat in my car and cried because, you know, there's two parts of me. There's a part of me that is like the logical Cali dollar that's like, Cali, it's preschool. Not only is it preschool, but they do these chores multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Stuff happens to everybody.
Was it the day that the president and vice president were both in town?
Yeah.
So you just blame it on that. Roads were closed.
Yeah, sorry.
Roads were closed. They were doing one of those rolling roadblocks things. I couldn't get on a highway. Sorry.
So
the president has prevented me from seeing your preschool. May I come next week?
The logical part of me is like, yeah, it's really not a big deal. Like nothing about this is a big deal. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you're late. Sometimes you can't make things. Life moves on. That is the logical, normal pre-Ellie Cali. The Cali side of my brain that has had a baby is so illogical and just cries a lot. So not out of like depression or any sort of like mental thing, but it's just Ellie has the ability to trigger deeper emotions in me than I am used to experiencing. So the illogical Cali was in my head going, you inconvenienced everyone in your life. You let Ellie down. You're not taking her school seriously. You should have taken a day off work. Family comes first.
Never going to get into a good college.
No, I didn't go that far. But those are
the
kind of like competing things, which was another reason I was irritated with you because it was like on the calendar and I was hoping that you would like, you know, hold me a little more accountable. But anyway, so that was my bad thing.
How did I get blamed for that?
How did I get blamed for it? Because you just were like, you weren't ready either.
I was ready at the time you told me to be ready. Hmm. I just was not, I did not look at the calendar. I took your word for it. Hmm. That's all.
Hmm. Anywho, so that happened. And I have been feeling like a failure about a couple things this week. That was like icing on the cake. So I did what I had to do. I sat in my car. I cried it out. And then I spilled almonds all over the parking lot.
And ate a third of a box of chocolate covered almonds because that's all she had left. All right. This is probably then because you're so mad at me right now.
I'm really not mad at you. It's more like, ooh, you're annoying.
Yeah. You're so annoyed with me right now. I probably shouldn't bring this up, but.
Oh, good.
I need to. And you don't have to respond now. You can respond on Monday. Mm-hmm. But I found a dog trainer who will come to the house and who will work with Lily. And I think we try that before we take her to the vet.
No.
Let's just try it.
No.
I'll be in charge of it. I'll do the lessons.
Okay. First of all, that's not really the sentence you want to say to me. I'll take care of it. That's not the right sentence for you to say to me this week.
But I will. I'll do it. I'll make it a priority. No. Let's just try it.
No. And here's why. I am not opposed to a dog trainer, and I think also that you and I need training. Here is what I know about myself and struggling with anxiety. Medication doesn't take things away. It just makes them easier for me to like cope normally with things. So what I think we need to do, because Lily, what I'm thinking in my head right now is we want Lily to be able to go to doggy daycare. And especially like when we go out of town and stuff like that, because we want her to be able to like play and roam and not be in a crate somewhere or without us at home, anxious and stressed out. So my thought is meds will help her cope with daycare. Then we can have a trainer come work with us. I just don't think it's fair for her to be living with anxiety when she doesn't have to. And I get that I'm a dog and she, or that I'm a person, she's a dog, and we like anxiety is different. But I feel like, you know, when we used to take her to doggy daycare, all those dogs would surround her and she would get so stressed out.
But we
that's like a chemical thing, I think.
But we have a new puppy neighbor and she met the puppy neighbor the other day. And she didn't get stressed
out. It's not about the puppy. It's about all of the dogs at once coming and making her really nervous. So I don't think it's fair that we, and I don't see what the problem is with just trying it. And if we're, you know, I'm actually really surprised that you have this take on it. But I think we do the meds and then we do the trainer. And if the meds don't work or they screw her up, then we take her off the meds and it's no big deal.
But I think the reason I want to do the trainer is because I've been observing Lily. I've been observing the situation. And what? You're rolling your eyes.
I'm going to kill you this week.
Why?
Because do you remember on the show earlier this week when I was like, I made a vet appointment for Lily and I'm nervous about you being the one to take her because we need to be on the same team. And I don't think you're going to represent this team in the way that I want you to if you're the one that takes her to the appointment. And you're like, no, we're totally on the same page. And then now you're like, actually, we're not.
Mm. Okay. So we'll table it till Monday.
Yeah, maybe we table that. Today, the holiday season is over, and now it is time to take a look at your credit card bills. Credit cards can be overwhelming to navigate when you have multiple cards with different interest rates, but LightStream is here to make it a little less complicated. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. There are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Just for Upside listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's LightStream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest interest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
I think one of the most frustrating things about me is that I always have big plans, but I have terrible follow through. I just get distracted by the next shiny thing. Well, can I tell you that I've stuck with something for over a week now? For over 2 weeks now, it's my skincare routine from Caldera Lab. The reason they've made it so simple, it's just 3 steps. It's a cleanser at morning and night, and then there's a moisturizer for the day, and this magic serum that you put on at night, and I have noticed a difference. The serum is named by GQ as the best natural face serum for men. All I know is that it smells delicious and it feels really good on my skin. So the folks at Caldera Lab figured it out. They figured that if you could make something easy and simple and smell delicious, then they will get guys to use it. And that's exactly what's happening here with me. So, ladies, if you got a guy that you wish took better care of his skin, keep it simple for him with Caldera Lab. Right now, if you go to calderalab.com/upside, you're going to be able to take advantage of their best prices of the year, 30% off with the promo code upside. So if you want the special offer, Caldera Lab's biggest sale of the year, 30% off your first purchase of Caldera Lab. Go to CalderaLab.com/upside or use the discount code upside when you check out.
Done is the number one ADHD online treatment platform that is on a mission to make ADHD more affordable and accessible for everyone. I was diagnosed with ADHD as a teenager, and something I know for sure about mental health from my own journey is how helpful it is to have an expert alongside you. Dunn's board certified practitioners will lead the way through your treatment. And the best part is every Dunn practitioner is an ADHD specialist. So you're not rushed into a diagnosis and then sent away to handle it on your own. Their expert providers help you consistently through your journey and take extra time to get to know you and your medical history. Their goal is to find your ideal treatment plan, 100% personalized for you and only you. Membership to Dunn includes one-click refills, fast appointments, and flexible scheduling with your provider, and is now available in more than 30 states nationwide. The time is now to treat your ADHD, and it's never been easier. Make your ADHD a strength with Dunn. Initial appointments are $199 normally, but as an Upside listener, you'll get your first appointment for just $99 when you go to dunn.callieandjeff.com. That's a $100 savings on your first appointment when you go to dunn.callieandjeff.com. ADHD done differently. Here are today's three random things. My first random thing is the queen can drive without a driver's license. Usually the queen has a chauffeur, but occasionally, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures because they're kind of cute, she likes to get behind the wheel of a car. You know, you've seen her with her little like headscarf thing on and she's like driving around.
It's so weird to me that the queen does normal things. And it didn't occur to me until we watched the is it Netflix who has The Crown? Mm-hmm. And like, she's like, I'm going to go hunting. And she goes like quail hunting. Now it's different that like, if you and I went hunting, we would have to carry our own guns. We would have to load, put the bullets in our guns.
I was going to say.
And we would have to go out and find the quail or whatever we're hunting. She has like an advanced team who's like, there's a lot of quail over here. And then they hand her a loaded gun. She shoots at them or whatever. I think it was Prince Philip doing it. Then he hands the gun back to his little gun caddy who hands him another loaded gun.
I was going to say that we all put our pants on one leg at a time, but she doesn't wear pants, nor does she put her own pants on, I assume, because she is a dresser.
Yeah, so you think she just stands there and throws her hands in the air and they just...
Probably, like Elton John.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she is the only person in the country who can operate a vehicle without a driver's license, and her cars also don't have license plates.
You know what else is cool about the queen? Her picture's on the money. So if she went to the store, she's actually giving a photo of herself as the currency.
When do you think that she has been to the grocery store?
She can drive.
Yeah, she's not, I don't think she's going to.
So she could go. She could go to, like, have like a late night craving, you know, for a cheesy melt or whatever. Head over to Taco Bell
for
fourth meal.
Yeah. My second random thing is, and this one blows my mind. Bleach can expire. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that either, because I think everything of bleach I've ever had since I was a little kid, and my mom had it, and my grandmother had it, we've had forever. Like, yep. You buy one thing of bleach, you rarely use it, but it's there for you when you need it. It has a shelf life of 6 months and then it starts to degrade.
Seriously? Six months?
Even in its original bottle, bleach becomes 20% less effective as each year goes by. So go toss your bleach. But actually, I don't even know how you throw away bleach, because you're not supposed to throw it in the trash.
There are certain things that fry my brain every time we run out of them, like Q-tips. Because, you know, you buy Q-tips, you buy them like 400.
You're like, I'm never going to run out of these.
Yeah, never going to run out of Q-tips.
Dryer sheets.
Salt.
Salt.
Like, we need a new, like, thing of table salt. You know, the blue thing.
So weird. The Morton salt. Yeah,
with the kid with the umbrella on the front. We need a new one. And it's just weird to me that we've used that much salt. It's probably been 5 years. But
right. And bleach is another one. It's like, what? We need bleach? And my third random thing is the most widely printed book in the world.
The Bible.
Is the catalog for IKEA. IKEA has over 200 million copies of its catalog circulated annually. This surpasses the amount of printing the Christian Bible has.
Wow.
And those are my three random things.
It is Friday, and on Fridays, we like to declare an upside beautiful human. And that beautiful human is Debbie Munley of Massachusetts. She's walking out of Target to her car with her, you know, probably 9 bags of things, because she went in for one thing. Like, she went in for like a half gallon of bleach. She came out with 9 bags of things, struggling to get to her car, and she sees somebody waiting for a Target pickup. That somebody is Gail Weisberg. And Gail's car had a sign on it that said that she is in need of a kidney. So Debbie walks up to her window, knocks on it, and says, "Tell me about your kidney story." Gail explains that she's got this degenerative kidney disease. She's been on the transplant list for over 2 years, but has not been able to find a match yet and has to do dialysis 10 hours every day. She has an at-home dialysis machine.
Wow.
And it starts running at 10 p.m. and then it runs through the night. And then she unhooks herself when she gets up in the morning. So Debbie's like, "I got two kidneys. You want one of mine?" Goes through all the testing, finds out that she's a perfect match from a chance meeting in a Target parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And on February 15th, they are having the transplant surgery.
That's so cool.
All because of, you know, the serendipity of them both being at the same Target at the same time. And more importantly, Debbie knocking on Gail's window.
Well, and that is something that is so, it is such a massive gift. And I think in my head, like, oh, I would donate a kidney to someone else. Then I have that kind of, remember how we were talking about when we were kids, we didn't want to use stickers because we're scared. Like, well, what if I need it later? Or what if I need to give it to someone else? Like, what if I give away a kidney and then you need it or Ellie needs it or, you know, whatever.
Or your other one goes sideways.
So it's just one of those things that is really, really selfless and amazing. And I am such a believer that there are like angels in human form. And that to me is an angel. And that is like meant to be.
So Debbie Mulney of Massachusetts, you are this week's Upside Beautiful Human.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. We would love to stay in touch with you by text. Text the word UPSIDE to 800-434-5454 and then save it in your phone as Callie and Jeff.
Two things to wrap up the show. One of them is that T-Bird texted me today and said that she left a strongly worded voicemail for us today about how she feels about the 1 to 10 check-in, and she hates your way of doing it.
It's not my way of doing it. It's your dad's way.
The way that you want to do it. She's like, no. She goes, if I'm a 4, that's when you like call in the big guns. Like, that is horrible. Check on me. Come to my house and knock on my door if I'm a 4.
Yeah.
And number 2 is,
I said, now that we've said it out loud, like that you're a 4,
don't like it.
You're a 4 and I'm a 5. I didn't like the way it sounds.
I don't either. I think that we should ditch that since neither one of us like it. We may have to like reformat things a little bit.
Yeah, I think, and I hate that this is so difficult because it could be something so simple, but I think maybe the way to think about it, because we said this, is maybe we think about it like school grades. Like, and let a 70 be average.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
I think so too. And
Or 70 would be passing. Like, who knows what average is? It depends on how smart the class is.
Yeah.
But if you're acceptable, if it's passing, you're like, okay, you're 70. If you're like, ooh, you're on the fence, that's like a 65. You're like a D.
So it's like a, that's,
yeah,
like
it's a more of a school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the whole world's more comfortable with that.
But I totally agree. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the second thing is, I am really excited for the weekend. Jeff and I typically, minus a couple little things we have to take care of, do not work on Saturdays, which means hopefully that we will be less annoyed with each other come Monday.
I'm not annoyed with you at all.
You're not?
No, I am never annoyed with you. I love you internally, 24/7, 365.
Internally? You love me?
Eternally. Eternally.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
We got a little ways to go.
So I think you just need to work on your attitude so you feel better about me.
Hey, happy new year. I am listening to your episode January 4th, so I'm a little behind. But I think the focus was don't let the new year get to you, your resolutions and stuff like that. And I thank you for starting, I think it was October resolutions, because at that time I went to the gym and said I'm going to get ahead of the game, and I have done so. So for the first, 13 days of January, I did not work out on January 1st, hungover. And then I have not done Sundays because Sunday is rest day. But I feel like I'm on a roll, and I feel like October resolutions set me up for that. So thanks very much. Take care.
Think organic groceries are too expensive? So do we. Thankfully, there's Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. We've been Thrive Market members for a few years now, and our focus on healthy, quality food is super important to me, especially now that we have an Ellie around and she's eating what we're eating. It's time to step up our game. The Thrive Market site is really easy to navigate, and I know when I click on the baby and kids aisle that whatever I choose is going to be healthy, organic, and high quality for her, and I can feel good about any choice I make when I shop at Thrive Market. I really love their snack options. I've been eating their snacks for years, and now Ellie is eating their snacks. They have her favorite Annie's Bunny Crackers in the small snack bags, which make my life way easier, and it's offered at a better price point than our local grocery store. They have everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop by diets and values like keto, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, and more. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/upside to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. Thrivemarket.com/upside.
If you're thinking about getting started with therapy, but you don't know how to begin, how to find a therapist, where to even start looking, let me give you one option. It's called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling that is identical to in-person face-to-face meetings with a therapist, except they take some of the most difficult steps and just get rid of them. One of the most difficult things for me when I started therapy was the awkward waiting room sitch, where you had to sit in the waiting room awkwardly and wait for the therapist to come out and say your name. You walk back and start your session. None of that with BetterHelp. You to start living a happier life today because you're an Upside listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/upside. Head over there today.
Hi, this is Mandy from Los Angeles, first time caller, long time listener. In regards to the woman who had the cat with the chip, blah, blah, blah. If the cat does have another home, maybe her and her kids can go adopt a shelter cat, because I'm sure there are plenty of those available. Love the show. Thanks.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. It's Deanie from Atlanta. Kudos on the Supreme Court, Kelly. And if, sadly, the kitty is microchipped and the owner steps up and wants them back, you could teach the kids about the magic of rescue, and they could go to a shelter and pick out a kitty that needs a home. So there's an upside. Thanks. Love y'all.
Hey, so I called a few weeks ago and said that I was not going to tell my husband about leaving the ketchup out of the refrigerator, and I told him, and I told him that I wasn't going to tell him. I said, I have something to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I told him about the ketchup, and he, like, is so excited that he's not even, like, putting it back in the pantry. He's, like, just, like, leaving it out on the kitchen counter. Like, I just can't believe that I get to have warm ketchup. And I don't know how I feel.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm listening to the Callie's court thing. And we had a neighborhood cat who, our understanding was, somebody left the cat when they moved. And it kind of adopted this family. And then this cat would just wander all day. We would feed it at our house, and then it would go next door to our neighbor and get fed there. Sometimes it would want to come in your house and hang out. Like, the sweetest cat ever. We thought her name was Dee Dee, and we thought she was a female. Well, I guess this cat had something on its nose, and some other people had it at their house, and they have other cats, and they wanted to make sure it wasn't something that would transfer to their cat, so they took it to the vet as well. It turns out the cat was actually chipped, and the family who originally owned the cat had just recently updated their information. The cat had been gone from their house for like 7 years. They live several miles away from where we live, and they were beyond ecstatic to get their cat back. Like, our neighborhood is sad because we all liked this cat, but it's a boy and its name is actually Mouse. So this is just a weird cat story. Like, I just thought I'd share that because of the situation that you were talking about. Bye.
Always try to look at the upside, not the downside. Mm. Look at the positive side of stuff and try to make it work. If you're feeling blue or if you're feeling down, there's got to be something that's going right somewhere around you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it really, right. It works.